Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Atapi me durbhagasya. Atapi me durbhagasya. Vibhudhottama darshane. Vibhudhottama darshane. Bhavitavyam mangalena. Bhavitavyam mangalena. Yenatma me prasiddhati. Yenatma me prasiddhati. Atapi me durbhagasya. Vibhudhottama darshane. Bhavitavyam mangalena. Yenatma me prasiddhati. Atapi me durbhagasya. Vibhudhottama darshane. Vibhitavyam mangalena. Yenatma me prasiddhati. Atapi me durbhagasya. Vibhudhottama darshane. Bhavitavyam mangalena. Yenatma me prasiddhati. Atapi me durbhagasya. Vibhudhottama darshane. Bhavitavyam mangalena. Yenatma me prasiddhati. Atapi me durbhagasya. Vibhudhottama darshane. Bhavitavyam mangalena. Yenatma me prasiddhati. Ladies. Atapi me durbhagasya. Vibhudhottama darshane. Bhavitavyam mangalena. Yenatma me prasiddhati. Atha. Therefore, api, although, me, of me, durbhagasya, so unfortunate, vibhuda uttama, exalted devotees, darshane, because of seeing, bhavitavyam, there must be, mangalena, auspicious activities, yena, by which, atma, self, me, my, prasiddhati, actually becomes happy. Translation: I am certainly most abominable and unfortunate to have merged in an ocean of sinful activities, but nevertheless, because of my previous spiritual activities, I could see those four exalted personalities who came to rescue me. Now I feel exceedingly happy because of their visit. Purport by His Divine Grace, Srila Prabhupada. As stated in Chaitanya Charitamrita, Madhya Lila, Chapter 22, Text 54, Sadhu Sangha, Sadhu Sangha, Sarva Shastrakai, Lav Matra Sadhu Sangha, Sarva Siddhi Hai. Association with devotees is recommended by all the Shastras because even a moment of such association, one can receive the seed for all perfection. Unquote. In the beginning of his life, Ajamil was certainly very pure, and he associated with devotees and brahmanas. Because of that pious activity, even though he was fallen, he was inspired to name his son Narayan. Certainly, this was due to good counsel given from within by the Supreme Personality of Godhead. As the Lord says in the Bhagavad Gita, 15th chapter, text number 15, always turn your cell phone off during a class. Sarvasya chaham ridi sannivisto matas mithirgyanam apohanam cha. Quote, I'm seated in everyone's heart, and from me come remembrance, knowledge, and forgetfulness. Unquote. The Lord, who is situated in everyone's heart, is so kind that if one has ever rendered service to him, the Lord never forgets him. Thus the Lord from within gave Ajamil the opportunity to name his youngest son Narayan, so that in affection he would constantly call Narayan, Narayan, and thus be saved from the most fearful and dangerous condition at the time of his death. Such is the mercy of Krishna. Guru Krishna Prasadhi Bhaya Bhakti Lata Bij. By the mercy of the Guru in Krishna, one receives the seed of bhakti. This association saves a devotee from the greatest fear. In our Krishna consciousness movement, we therefore change a devotee's name to a form that reminds him of Vishnu. If at the time of death the devotee can remember his own name, such as Krishna Das or Govinda Das, he can be saved from the greatest danger. Therefore, the change of names at the time of initiation is essential. The Krishna consciousness movement is so meticulous that it gives one a good opportunity to remember Krishna somehow or other. Om Ajnana Timirandasya Jnananjana Shalakaya Chakshur Unmuditam Jena Tasmai Shri Gurave Namaha. So, this part of the Bhagavatam is discussing how Ajamil was delivered by the Vishnu Dutas. And here in this particular purport, Prabhupada is describing that Ajamil was delivered because of his association with these Vishnu Dutas. But even before he had their association, Ajamil was feeling very fortunate that he had seen these exalted persons who had actually saved him from Yamaraj. The messengers of Yamaraj, the Yamadutas, take the sinful people to Yamaraj. And they take the pious and sinful people also to Yamaraj. Because if you have sins, you have to go to Yamaraj. You may have more piety than sins, but still you have to meet him. And they have different experiences there. It's described in the Puranas. They're very sinful, extremely sinful people. They see the very hideous feature of Yamaraj. And those people that are more pious but yet have sinned, they see Yamaraj in a different way. They see him as a gentleman. They're not so terrified by him. But anyway, the point here being that because Ajamil, in his previous, when he was younger, he was in association with pious Brahmins and with devotees. He was actually from a good, pious Brahmin family. But due to his bad association, he gave up those qualities that he had from that good association and took on the bad characteristics. But there was a carryover from when he had good association, and that was that he named his youngest son Narayan. So that was the direct result of having some good association. Although he wasn't really taking advantage of that previous good association, because he had fallen down with the prostitute and had performed so many sinful activities to maintain the family that he had with that prostitute. But still, this one thing that he named his son Narayan, and he was always calling out for his son, Narayan, come and sit. Narayan, come and eat. Narayan, come and take rest. Where is Narayan? So that chanting of the name gave him some benefit. The holy name is very powerful. If you chant the name of the Lord, then you can become relieved of more sins than you're able to even commit. The name is so powerful. One who's chanting the holy name of the Lord, even though born in a low family, like the family of Chandala means dog eaters. Now, where in India do they eat dogs? Do they eat dogs in India, anyplace? I never saw anybody in India eating dogs. Did you see in India? Any place where they eat dogs? Where? You went there? No? Then? So this, I have never seen and I never heard. Northeast means Manipur. Do they eat dogs in Manipur? Did you see some people eating dogs in Manipur? Your brother eats dogs. Well, I know they eat dogs in Korea. When the American athletes went to the Olympics in Seoul, in South Korea, they saw that they were making dog soup. And they became very emotionally disturbed. Because in America, the dog is the best friend. So they saw their best friend being made into soup. And they got very disturbed. But yet they can't appreciate when they kill cows how the devotees of the Lord become disturbed. But in any event, one thing that we can surmise from that is the Bhagavatam is not just talking about India, it's talking about the whole world. It's talking about far off places like Korea, where they eat dogs. However, the point is, that was a diversion, the point is that by chanting the holy name, one can become extremely purified. That's the power of the holy name. So due to having that previous association, Ajamil named his son Narayan, and that was ultimately a great benediction. It was his savior at that association. Right? So lav matra, even a little association can create a great benefit for one. And where did he get that idea? Okay, I'll name my son Narayan. Well, ultimately it came from Paramatma. The Lord, from within his heart, gave him the idea to name his son Narayan. Shri Radha Rasvihari ki. Sitaram Lakshman Hanuman ki. Shri Gaur Nitai ki. The Lord is always giving guidance to the living entity. The living entity comes into the material world and accepts a body according to the nature, the three modes of material nature, and tries to enjoy in this world. But along with the living entity comes the Supreme Lord as the Paramatma. He resides within the heart, and he's always ready to give guidance. What should be done? What shouldn't be not done? Unfortunately, because of the living entity's desire to enjoy the material body and the material nature, the living entity is not in touch with the Paramatma. Devotional service means becoming in touch with the Supreme Lord. If one is very fortunate and comes in contact with a devotee of the Lord, by that contact, by that association, one can get the seed of devotional service, the bhakti lata bij. The living entity is wandering all over the universe. It's described in Chaitanya Charitamrita. Sometimes taking birth as as Lord Brahma, sometimes as a worm and stool, up and down. But if he's very fortunate, Konya Bhagyavan Ji Bhagyavan, very fortunate, he comes in contact with the Lord's pure devotee, he can get this bhakti lata bij, the seed of devotional service, planted within the heart. And if that seed that's planted within the heart receives the watering process, which is the process of hearing and chanting, then that seed can sprout and it can grow. But the seed has nothing to do with anything in the material world. It can't take shelter of anything in the material world. Pure devotional service is out of this world. Right? By the watering process, the creeper of devotional service can grow and grow and grow all the way out of the material universe, to the edge of the material universe, which is described as the viraja. 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 V means without. Niraja means without material qualities. Viraja. And by continuous hearing and chanting, the devotional creeper can grow all the way up to the spiritual sky, to Goloka, the spiritual world, where Krishna resides with the cows and the gopis and the cowherd boys. Right? And there the creeper can take shelter. And from that, shelter, just like if you go to the village, they have these creepers that grow up the side of things, like the side of somebody's house. In the village, they have the huts. Some houses are made of mud. Some houses are made of straw. Some houses are made of sticks. They put cow dung on top of it. Right? So sometimes these creepers, they crawl to the top. They grow up the side of the house. And then they get to the top of the house. Then they give flowers. And they give things like Loki. Right? Kumara. Right? Dudi. Right? You seen that? So that creeper, it grows up, and when it gets to the top, it gets some strength, it gets some shelter, and then it can give flowers, and it can give all these nice, nice vegetables. Right? In the village, sometimes they take that bopla flower, the kumara flower, and they make pakora. Right? Very tasty. Right? There's a Bengali boy laughing in the back. Why? He tasted, right? So the devotional creeper is like that. It grows and grows, but it needs to get to the top to take shelter somewhere. When it gets to the top, it gets some shelter, then it can give the flowers, then it can give the fruits. But the shelter can't be anything in the material world. It's described in Chaitanya Charitamrita. It has to be that spiritual world. Then the shelter can come. Then the fruits can come. The flowers and then the fruits. And what are those fruits and flowers? Well, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu says that it's like a whole ocean. Pure devotional service is indescribable because it's so vast. It's so unlimited. But he tried to give a hint by, he said, describing a drop of that ocean to Srila Rupa Goswami when he instructed him in Allahabad, in the Dashashvamedha Ghat. And Srila Rupa Goswami, from those discussions with Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, wrote the book Bhakti Rasamrita Sindhu, right? The Nectar Devotion, which Srila Prabhupada has so kindly given us in summary form for our understanding. Along with the, so many times what happens is that even though we have the beej of bhakti, if we're not careful to guard it, if we make offenses, then we may be cultivating some other beej. We may cultivate the beej of karma, the karma beej, or the gyan beej. And in this way, we will become deviated from the pure devotional service, the beej of bhakti. We should be interested in the beej of bhakti, right? And not others. One has to be careful, it's described in Chaitanya Charitamrita, to avoid these offenses. Be very careful to weed out the unwanted desires that are there within the heart. And there are many, but some of them that are described as the desire for material enjoyment, to enjoy the material body, the desire for name and fame, the desire to control, to speculate that the Lord is impersonal, have some impersonal tendencies towards the Lord. So these will not nourish Bhakti Lata Beach. They will nourish other beaches. And those will prove to be obstacles in the path of devotional service. So the Lord is so kind that He gives good counsel. He gives good counsel in the form of association with the devotees. He gives His external manifestation as the spiritual master to guide us how to execute devotional service properly so that we can reach to the goal. One of the things that Srila Prabhupada would recommend for all the devotees so would be to distribute books. That's the instruction that he had gotten from his spiritual master. He explained that he did not know what would be the result, but he knew his spiritual master was fond of books. So he endeavored in this way to write books and publish books and to distribute books. Right? It's described in the Prabhupada Lilamrita how Srila Prabhupada went to the Indian embassy in New York. He was invited for a speaking engagement. So he went there and he spoke and he had his books. He had a box of his Bhagavatams, the three-volume Bhagavatam that he brought with him in the trunks from India. Now, this is before 26 Second Avenue or anything. He was pretty much alone, except for, was it Dr. Mishra, a few other people. So here he is. He's given this lecture. It's a mix of different people, some Westerners and some Indians. So at the end of the lecture, he talked about his books. Right? And there was one American boy sitting there who really was just there for the first time, but he engaged him. He said, pick up the box, put it here. And when people started to buy the books, then he would say, okay, give me another one. And the boy would take the book out of the box and give it to Prabhupada, and then he would sell it. Right? So Prabhupada immediately engaged people in the book distribution. And then later on, many, many years later, when he had many disciples and many temples and so many devotees were coming, right? And he had been recognized by scholars, he was doing the same thing. He was encouraging book distribution. Right? He was asking the devotees to help him to distribute these books because that was the order that he got from his spiritual master. So we can understand that this book distribution is very important in the development of our Bhakti Lata Beej. It's not, you know, ultimately, Srila Prabhupada said, I want all of my disciples to learn how to distribute books. And you may not know how to do it in the beginning, but, you know, once Petit Udaran, who's, you know, I never know why he called himself Petit Udaran, because his name was actually Petit Pavan. But he liked Petit Udaran better for some reason, so he called himself Petit Udaran. And he was sitting at Srila Prabhupada's feet, and this was in on Henry Street, in Brooklyn. And he said to Srila Prabhupada, who was sitting on the Vyasasan, Srila Prabhupada, we are we want to distribute your books. We want a desire to distribute your books. And Srila Prabhupada replied to him. He said, you may distribute or you may not distribute, but always keep the desire. Because if we keep that desire to do, to follow the instruction of the spiritual master, one day we'll be able to. Right? Where there's a will, there's a way. If we have a will, if we have a desire to follow, we'll be able to do it one day. Srila Prabhupada was given the instruction to, you know, preach to the English-speaking persons. And he wasn't able to do that right away, but he always had that desire. And gradually, he was able to do it by the mercy of Krishna and Guru. So when Srila Prabhupada has given us this instruction, it's his own practical experience that this is what's best for us in our devotional service. And also, we can understand that if we endeavor in this way to please Srila Prabhupada, to please Krishna, then Krishna never forgets that. You know, there's something that is permanent in our relationship with Krishna. One thing is, one of the qualities of Krishna is that he's very grateful. Right? For a little service rendered to him, he never forgets that. And Ajamil is the perfect example, right? He had his good association before. He had some chanting of the holy name credits before. And for that, Krishna was grateful. Right? And for that little bit of service rendered, Krishna protected Ajamil, right? And gave him another opportunity to render devotional service. Saved him from being dragged off by the Yamadutas. Just see how kind Krishna is. That he gives good instructions through the Paramatma. He also gives instructions in the form externally as the spiritual master. And tries to deliver us to pure devotional service. We see in the example of Ajamil that just by this his previous association, he was saved from a very fearful situation. In the same way, when we become serious about chanting the holy name, associating with devotees, serious about the process of hearing and chanting, we're also saved from the most fearful situation. Right? Krishna says in the Bhagavad Gita that if one performs a little bit of devotional service, that person becomes saved from the most dangerous type of fear. So what's the most dangerous fear? Srila Prabhupada explains in the purport that the most dangerous fear is to have to take birth again in the animal kingdom. Because if we take birth again as an animal, then we won't be able to engage in devotional service. Prabhupada said dogs and cats don't come to the Bhagavatam class. Of course, we have one cat that sometimes comes. Animals don't have sufficient intelligence to understand what is their relationship with God, what is their how to perform devotional service. But the human being has sufficient intelligence, Prabhupada said. They can understand what is God, what is my relationship with God. A little bit of devotional service can protect us from that fear. So whoever we meet, wherever we go, if we give them a book, if we request them to please have a look at this book, and they take the book and they give a donation, Prabhupada said, their material life is mortally wounded. That means their material life is over one day, maybe not right away. One day it'll be over. And at least right? They'll get a human birth. So we can just imagine. You know, most of the people in the material world, they are so sinful, right? They're eating meat, right? It's such a hellish thing. For the satisfaction of their own tongue, they're giving so much difficulty to other living entities, right? Eating meat means eating blood. Right? So, since they're so fond of blood, Prabhupada said, in their next life they'll take birth as a mosquito. And then they can fill up their whole belly with blood without giving so much trouble. So that's their destination, the non-devotees. So, Srila Prabhupada's instruction is out of his extreme compassion for the fallen conditioned souls. That if they get one of these books, if they get an opportunity, he said once to a devotee that was sitting in his room, Shrutakirti, I believe, Shrutakirti Prabhu, Prabhupada was reading the Krishna book. And he said, if they read one page, they'll obtain the highest perfection. And then he said after a few minutes, if they read a paragraph, they'll be delivered. And then he said, if they read a sentence, they'll be delivered. And then ultimately said, even if they read one word, they'll be delivered. Srila Prabhupada ki jai. So this is the power of this instruction that Srila Prabhupada received from Srila Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Thakur. Yesterday was his disappearance day. And we heard how he encouraged his followers, that the printing press was such a powerful media for spreading Krishna consciousness. He called it the Brihat Mridanga. And he inculcated that instruction into the heart of Srila Prabhupada. He told him, if you ever get money, print books. And Srila Prabhupada took this to heart. And he passed that instruction on to us, that we should print in as many languages as possible these books and distribute them all around the world. And in this way, the Krishna consciousness movement will automatically spread. He said, whatever you see, whatever advancement you see in ISKCON, temples, devotees, it's all been possible by the sale and distribution of Srila Prabhupada's books. So now we're engaged in this great endeavor of distributing as many books as possible during this December marathon. And there's some difficulties that have arisen. Our permission to work the train stations on the Western Railroad was canceled. And devotees had to find different ways and means to distribute the books. Srila Prabhupada once mentioned that when the non-devotees become upset with our preaching, then we can know that it's being effective. The demons that I forget, was the divisional manager of the railways. He went and not only he canceled the permit, but he even went to the newspaper and gave an article. But still, there's no material obstacle that can stop Lord Chaitanya's movement. Even though he canceled the permission, even though he went to the newspaper, still the books are going out. And we're going to probably distribute more books this year than we did last year, by the grace of Srila Prabhupada and Radha Rasbihari. That's because the devotees are not working for any material benefit. It's not a commercial effort. It's a spiritual effort. The materialists see it as commercial, right? But that's because their hearts are contaminated by the desire to enjoy in this material world. And therefore they're fearful. The devotees are fearless. Why are they fearless? Because they know they're not this body. They know their enjoyment comes in the holy name and in devotional service. Right? They're convinced, and therefore they can be fearless. No matter how much wealth, how much power the materialists have, still they're fearful. Like Hiranyakasipu, he was controlling the whole universe. He even had put aside Indra, the king of the demigods. Even Narada Muni was offering his pranams to Hiranyakasipu. He was so powerful. But still he became fearful of this small little boy, Prahlad. Because when he tried to kill him, he couldn't kill him. He put him under an elephant, he threw him off a cliff in a vat of oil, tried to stab him with sharp weapons, he tried to put poison in his food. Nothing happened. Hiranyakasipu thought, how is this? Everyone's afraid of me, but I can't kill this little boy. And he called him and he said, where did you get this power? And he said, Father, I got the power from the same place you get your power. Where's that? From God. And then Hiranyakasipu went wild. Where is this God? Show me. And he took out his sword. And he said, he's everywhere. Is he in this pillar? And Prahlad could see that actually Lord Nrisimhadev was in the pillar. And so Hiranyakasipu, in his anger, he struck the pillar with all his might. And out from the pillar came Lord Nrisimhadev. And he killed Hiranyakasipu. So that's the destination for the materialist, for the sense gratifiers. They're headed towards death. And they're in a very fearful situation because they don't know what's going to happen at the time of death. But even they all subconsciously know that they're going to be the loser, because whatever they've worked for, whatever they've accumulated in terms of wealth, fame, name, family members, community, right, country, it's all lost. It all becomes zero again at death. And for this, they're always in frustration. They're always in anxiety. And the only way they can get out of anxiety is when they come in contact with a devotee who's not in anxiety. Because the devotee knows he's a spirit soul. And he says, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. So this Krishna consciousness movement is giving everyone a very good opportunity to remember Krishna. For the devotees of the Lord, they remember Krishna. And even the non-devotees remember Krishna. Because they keep saying, oh, those Hare Krishnas, they got to get those Hare Krishnas. And this way they're saying Krishna, Krishna, Krishna. So just as Ajamil got an opportunity to name his son Narayan and chant Narayan and was saved, in the same way, this Krishna consciousness movement is giving everyone an opportunity to chant the holy name of Krishna so that at the end of this life they will be benefited and they will be saved. Thank you very much. Hare Krishna. Are there any questions? One Srila Prabhupada was giving a lecture, and he was making many philosophical points, very carefully, very lucid. Right? So at the end, he asked any questions, and nobody had any questions. And Srila Prabhupada replied with a big smile on his face, "How can there be any questions?" Hare Krishna. Srila Prabhupada ki jai. Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu ki jai. Nitai Gaur Premanandi Hari Hari Om.